This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
In the studio now, we actually have a very special guest. It is his first time joining us, and I believe it's probably one of the first times he's been on radio, but we'll check with him. He's a dancer, he's an actor, and now he's just added singer and songwriter to his list of accomplishments. A quadruple threat, indeed. He's a local lad. He works around Melbourne. You may, in fact, if you see his picture, you may recognise his face. You may even recognise other parts of his body, given the type of dancing he generally does.
And Tristan was trying to get very close to check it out.
With the photo,
yes. It's on Twitter now if you'd like to check it out.
Zach Love, welcome to Joy.
Hello, how are you?
We're very good, thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
You've been a dancer for a number of years,
yes.
As far as I can gather. Was performing, dancing a passion for you?
So I started, I found the love for the performing probably when I was 5 years old in grade one. And then ever since then, I've just been following this crazy dream of wanting to be a performer and adding it all into one package. So I suppose, yeah, I trained at Patrick Studios Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose Todd inspired me to start my singing again because I kind of didn't take it as seriously growing up. And then I thought, okay, I'll keep pushing for this. And here I am now.
Yeah. So are you a Melbourne boy all along?
I am. Born and bred, yes.
Yeah. What suburb did you grow up in?
Berwick.
You grew up in Berwick?
Yeah.
Oh, see, nobody would believe us if we said that they grow gays out there.
They sprout in the strangest places.
I used to work with Glenn. I think he's one of your hosts on Joy as
Glenn
well.
Glenn Dalton?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I worked at McDonald's with him. He was my boss.
Excellent.
Yeah. So well.
I'll have fries with that, thanks.
Now, you've obviously been spending a lot of time dancing over the last few years.
Yep.
I'm sure we've seen you in shows in clubs around town. Would that be right?
I'm currently frequently dancing at Circa on a Sunday night,
mm-hmm.
for the Licorice Sundays. And I've performed at a couple of the clubs around Melbourne, like the Greyhound, Heaven's Door, Market.
You're a man about town, and particularly the towns that parts of town that we like to frequent.
Yes,
pretty much.
Definitely.
Yeah, all right. You've also been a backing dancer for some of the big acts.
Yes, I have. A couple of them.
Zoe Badwe.
Yep.
Favorite friend of the show.
Friend of ours.
And Delta Goodrum.
Yes, Delta Goodrum. That was for the Logies. That was quite exciting.
So that was last year?
I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, actually.
Okay.
And she released, what was the song?
Not Wings.
No.
Love on
Sitting
Top?
On Top of the World.
Oh, Sitting on Top of the World. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I loved that.
Yeah.
It was a bit of fun.
All right. So you're getting it a bit out there.
Yeah.
Why change from dancing to singing? Or why add it?
Well, I love all assets of the arts. I'm a very creative person. And an artist and a visual person, and just being on that stage, I just couldn't think of anything better to do, and I don't think I'm good at really much anything else, except creating and making people happy and performing. And I wanted to create my own brand and label and just put it all into one little package, and yeah.
So you've been exploring a little bit. I think it might have been last year. You worked with a friend,
yep.
On a track called Blood Drips.
Yes.
So your little duo, you called yourselves Yelza. That was an interesting track. It wasn't a track that was going to get much mainstream attention per se, because it was actually written around mental illness.
The track was about a girl trying to fight through life that had a lot of problems going on, and she would look in the mirror and not be happy with who she was, and she's still trying to push and she's lost in the world.
Yeah.
It was a very dark track. That song we actually wrote when I think I was 16 or 17, and it wasn't until I came back from America working on a cruise ship, I decided, right, I want to actually start working on music now and writing and taking it seriously. And then I joined, created that group with my best friend, Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, from then and have kind of been more confident now to go solo. So
well, it definitely built your confidence, because what you did do is take that track on Australia's Got Talent.
We did. Yes, that was a great experience.
With Dicko and Kelly and Eddie and Sophie.
Yes.
I don't think they knew what to make of the track at all.
Well, we should have just said it was a comedy, because they loved it if it was a comedy, but because, you know,
it was supposed to be serious
thing,
yeah.
Yeah, it didn't actually turn out that way. But Kelly loved it. She was...
I was going to say, if anyone was going to relate to it, it would have been Kelly Osborne, hey. And she definitely seemed to react quite positively to it at the time. I think the final quote on the clip that's still up on YouTube is badly original.
A bad Eurovision, I think.
Oh,
it was.
Bad Eurovision. Oh, yeah. All right.
Hey, there is no such thing. No.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. But look, at the end of the day, it's all part of the journey.
It is.
And you took it there. Now, earlier this year, I found that there is a little single out. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but it does sort of relate a little bit to your other jobs.
Yes, my men exclusive.
Yeah. We're going to get your kid off. That's right.
In the studio here today.
We're going to get your kid off. Which, pretty much in your business as a dancer, that's going to happen a fair bit.
Yeah? Definitely, yes.
Yeah. So this is a pretty heavy track.
Yes.
What inspired you for this one?
Well, I didn't write this song. John Collins actually wrote this song.
Johnny X.
Yes. Yeah. And... I think also John Von Allen, they did it together. It was a track that they'd done a few years ago, and I met John through going to do one of his videos, and then I expressed interest that I wanted to, you know, go solo and start working on music. And then he showed me some of his songs, and I heard that song, and I was like, I love that song, because I'm a bit eclectic. I like pop, I like rock, the glam thing. As a performer, I think you enjoy every aspect of, you know, the visuals of it. So I recorded that song, and then I did a little video for that with some friends of mine. And
which you can definitely see Zach's dancing skills
yes.
And his other attributes.
There may be not much clothing in that video.
No.
But, yeah, that was a lot of fun.
So, which again is part of the journey.
Yeah.
Now, take us through So Far Gone. So this is a track that you co-wrote, is that right?
I'm obviously writing all the time. Lyrics just pop into my head. But one night after a show, I was driving home and I just felt a bit flat and a bit down, because the audience was a bit, like, the vibe wasn't there. And I just felt, I'm shit, I can't do this anymore. So I wasn't going to swear, probably. But then anyway, so I'm just thinking, you know, I wish I felt like I did when I was younger. You know, when you're 16 and you think that you know everything, and you're going to take on the world, and you're an adult then, and your parents are saying, just calm down, don't grow up too fast, because before you know it, you're going to be 30. And then in comes the first verse of the song. I recorded that on my phone, as there's 100 different vocals in there for all other songs as well. But I had contacted Sebastian, a.k.a. Alias.
Yes, so Sebastian Ivanov.
Yes.
Or Beck and Sebastian fame, also now known as Alias, and actually doing quite well for himself.
Yeah, amazing, yes.
So he co-wrote the song?
So, yeah, I went into the studio with him, and we pretty much wrote the rest of the song and did all the music, everything in the four-hour session. And here we have So Far Gone.
So Far Gone. I mean, Alias, he's getting lots and lots of traction. Funnily enough, he and Hayley Teal have a brand new song out today, which is a cover of the Dawson's Creek.
It's amazing.
Oh! The world works in mysterious ways.
Which I think I hope is going to do great things for him. It's a great version. I had a little listen to it a few hours ago.
Of a great song.
I think it's already at number 28 on the dance charts. Yeah.
So which
might have climbed now, hopefully.
Hopefully. So Sebastian's a great producer. You've got him online.
Yep.
The track came out to Dance DJs about a month ago, about six weeks ago.
About six weeks ago now.
And the thing is, you got a couple of great remixes on there. Now, Marcus Knight is a well-known Australian Melbourne-based producer, done some really strong stuff over the years, so he did a remix for it. Nick Noble, a friend of the station, Nick and Catherine's Empire Live. used to be big favourites here at Joy. So he's another really strong producer, particularly in the sort of the deep house style. And then Sunset Child, who are an international Australian production duo.
Yeah.
That looked like it's done good things for the song.
The response from all around the world with those remixes has been incredible, charting in the Kings of Spins, the DJ Digital Poll. And I think the Spotify streaming and stuff's going quite well at the moment as well. So
good things all around for a debut track.
It's very overwhelming, to be honest. Like, you know, you have a dream and you have an idea and you put all your work and blood, sweat, tears into it, and you do it because you love it. But then when you have that support and the backing behind you, that's just another level. So
yeah, it's fantastic.
I'm very appreciative of it.
The single mix is out now. Yep. You can get it on iTunes and everywhere else you can buy music.
Yep. The video will be out soon in January as well.
Fantastic. We're going to have a listen to it right now. Mm-hmm. But we're hoping for big things. Oh. We're hoping that this is just the start of you visiting the station on regular occasions till such time as you get too big to come into
Joy. I'll still always come in. One step at a time.
Anything we should know if we're a fan of Zach Love? You're going to be performing around town? Are we going to get to see like?
Well, I'm actually doing a performance tomorrow night at Lux in South Yarra for a little surprise men exclusive performance. So if you're around South Yarra,
very nice.
You can
tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, yes.
Saturday night, fantastic. That sounds
it's probably
good.
Not a surprise now. I'm just giving it away.
No. It should do well. Zach, thank you for coming in, sharing a little bit of your story. This is the brand new single from Zach Love. It's called So Far Gone. Get onto it now. It's going to do good things. We're loving it already here on Joy. And I love the fact that you were surprised when you heard it the first time on Joy, and you actually managed to video the end of your reaction.
Yes. So. I was like, oh my God!
perfect reaction, which is what I love when we showcase new Australian artists here on Joy. Zach Love, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks so much for having me.
This is So Far Gone on Joy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.